Essay, Let's Talk About It by Scott Hards. In my last essay, October 13th, I wrote that Japan's new Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, was probably not as hawkish as many people thought. It appears that I was correct. Just a few days into Abe's term, King Jong-il made life interesting for the new Prime Minister by testing a primitive nuclear weapon. While North Korea's nuclear weapons are probably a long way from being launchable, their possession of the technology dramatically changes the security situation for neighboring countries. If Abe was a hardline hawk, he may have quickly announced that Japan was going to develop its own nuclear weapons to counter the threat from North Korea. In fact, voices both in and out of Japan's government, such as former Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone, have called for Japan to consider the nuclear option. But Abe was quick to quash such ideas, announcing that the government would not even formally discuss the issue. Personally, it won't bother me if Japan doesn't build its own nukes. I'm sure that the United States would quickly turn Pyongyang into a smoking hole in the ground if North Korea were to do something foolish to Japan or any other nation. However, what does bother me is the idea that the issue is not even open to debate. Nothing should be allowed to become dogma. Free discussion about sensitive issues, such as maintenance of the emperor system, Article 9 of the Constitution, or the possession of nuclear weapons, should always be allowed and even encouraged. Times and needs change, and debate about such issues is key to maintaining a healthy democracy. As the only country in the world to have suffered a nuclear attack, Japan has made not possessing nuclear weapons a cornerstone of its defense policy. But that policy was formed decades ago, long before North Korea was controlled by a despot with nukes of his own. If there was ever a time to rethink that strategy, it is now. Every year, the mayors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki give speeches on the anniversary of the atomic bombings of their cities, calling for the global elimination of nuclear weapons. While such efforts are well-intended, they ignore the fact, supported by over 60 years of history, that nuclear weapons are their own deterrent. Since Nagasaki, the number of people who have been killed in an atomic attack is precisely zero. What's more, there have been no global wars or armed conflicts between great powers. This is not coincidence. While I doubt I'll live to hear the mayors of either of those cities admit it, the continued possession of nuclear weapons by the great powers is actually saving lives by preventing conflict. If Japan were to build her own nukes, a powerful argument can be made that her security would increase, and the risk of provocation by North Korea would drop. So why doesn't Abe want us to even discuss this? That discussion alone, regardless of its conclusion, would send a powerful message to North Korea. So yes, let's talk about it.